Every once in a while, people come to this apartment. Well, no, they ask us for stuff.
More like ask us what time the podcast is starting.
That was a very private conversation.
I'm sorry. I'm doing fart noises.
Hey, everybody. This is episode 23 of the Octavarius Podcast. Welcome. Let's start at this end of the room this time and sound off. God damn it.
I'm LP.
I'm Nick.
I'm Selby.
I'm Cloud.
Welcome back, Nick. It's Brian.
Welcome, everybody. It's Lauren.
It's Tins.
Welcome. I'm Keith.
And I'm Chris.
Well, did anybody bring our mailbag today?
You know, I actually have it because Mark left it with me.
Yeah, Mark's in Canada.
He's in Canada.
Oh. And he left it in your care, didn't he?
Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and pull out just a random envelope here.
Okay.
Switch my hands.
There are hundreds.
Well, I like the way that one looks.
Yeah, don't get a paper cut.
Here we go.
Letters.
All right. Oh, I got one. Here we go. I'm just going to open up the side here. That's
good.
The side being opened.
That sounded like you opened up a letter.
It was a great ripping sound.
It's from Robert Hughes.
Nice.
From Bolingbrook. Is that guy sent?
Bolingbrook,
he must
Illinois,
be
which is
funding
where
the post office.
Keith, you're from Bolingbrook.
I'm from Bolingbrook, Illinois. And he asks, hey, I have heard about this stuff called booze, and I was wondering if you guys had ever had it, or if you could give me any advice on having it, just this whole alcohol stuff.
He needs advice on having booze?
Yeah. And he just says, what's up with that? And he says, love, Robert, which is very nice that he's moved from regards to love.
Yeah, that's nice.
It is. I love Robert. Okay. I think he's a great guy.
I think that's a very poignant question for this group of ragtag kids.
Yeah, we all are big
well,
into...
Well, yeah, we're all alcoholics.
Love the booze.
No, you know what?
Functional.
No, I mean, I really don't like that term alcoholic.
I'm drinking right now, Brian.
Yeah, so am I.
It's just called being 20 and shaking.
There's a difference. I believe... I lived with a fellow that was an alcoholic, and the thing is you know, there's a difference, and there's a difference between being just a drunk and someone that likes booze and being an alcoholic. Now, I wouldn't even call any of us drunks. We, you know,
well, not right now.
I'm on my first beer, man.
Even in college.
Even if you drink like 5 days a week in college, it's okay because it's college.
Yeah, but you're not a drunk. You're not going to work drunk.
That's
going to
true.
School drunk. There are plenty of people that do,
yeah,
but not many of us did
think,
it. Made a habit out of it.
I think because I work in the bar industry, so we have a little saying: if you can't function in society without having a drink, then you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
what I would say.
I've worked in a lot of restaurants and bars too, and in my college years, and even to this day, I enjoy myself. I like drinking quite
a bit.
There's
nothing wrong with it.
I drink a lot.
Thanks, Chris.
I drink, I have a beer at the end of night after work, or, you party on the weekends. And then I met actual drunks that I work with. And I'm like, oh, God, that's not what I am at all. I'm fine. There's a guy who, to this day, every time I go down to Normal, Illinois, he's like, hey, man, we should get, I used to work with him at this restaurant. He's like, we should get together, man, hang out sometime. I'm like, that's great. And anytime I've tried to call this man on five or six different occasions, and whenever I call him, he's just destroyed drunk somewhere. And then the next day, he has no recollection of me calling him. He's never even remembered a phone call that we've had.
I am so glad this podcast has started off on such a happy note.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's young and good-looking, so it's still fun, I guess. I don't know if he's ruined anyone's life with it yet, but right now he's still kind of fun about it.
Well, what always fascinates me is that, we're warned so often about booze and whatnot, but we have so much around us all the time. We have a bar in our apartment, a fully stocked bar.
With a bartender.
That Tins...
Is that you?
Tins really put
his
the
name
major
is Mr.
investment.
That's yeah, that's true. I guess that was my big push. I mean, certainly,
I had the physical bar and I had basic things, but you were the one that really took it to the next level.
Well, you know, I moved into your guy's place and I saw there was a bar there, and I said to myself, Tins, where's all the booze in this bar? This is a bar, is it not?
And then what did Tin say back?
This is a compelling story.
Tin said back, I don't know, man. I guess like there's not. I mean, there's booze here, but not enough for like a full bar.
He went and bought out the liquor store. Came home with boxes of booze.
That's
it was
awesome.
Amazing to see him come home. It was like Christmas.
Yeah, it was
saw
like
an opportunity.
It was like a real different kind of Christmas.
And then we've been mixing drinks and having fun, making cocktails for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since.
Yeah, I'd say the addition of a plethora of alcohol has only improved our quality of life.
Yeah, I mean, we're able to entertain people so much more, and also it's one more thing that we're able to talk about.
I feel like we're in an industry of comedy, that is, where alcohol is always around. We're at comedy clubs, they're in bars. There's always a bar at an improv club, or at least alcohol.
Or BYOB.
Yeah, places that invite you to bring your own poison to the,
exactly.
to the theater.
But, like, there is a real difference between, needing alcohol to get drunk and enjoying it. I remember in college, when I first started drinking, we would just drink like crap vodka that we found there, and we would just, drink as much of it as quickly as possible because we wanted to get drunk at a college party.
You guys were maniacs. You would find just about anything you could to mix
if it
with
was
whatever.
Cheap.
Well, it's just that
it was McCormick nights.
But and I did the same thing, and that's part of why I was happy to help
facilitate
the whole deal.
I think you like go through phases throughout college, and then by the end of college you realize like, oh, I can drink things that don't taste like poison and enjoy this.
I don't need to get stupid.
You find, like, your
friends
favorite
in I had friends in college or just around that time where if they ran out of booze, they would go for the wine. And if there wasn't any wine, they would go for the cooking wine.
Anyone I know?
I think it was Ken. Ken Barrios.
Citizen Ken?
Yeah, I think so.
Ken Barrios.
What?
He doesn't listen to the podcast.
No, he
he's Muslim.
That's weird.
That's the time we went there.
It's true.
I bet you we have about 10 Muslim listeners.
No, not Ken. Ken would definitely never listen to the podcast. Not all, just because he's Muslim. He's busy probably in jail from protesting.
You're only giving the negative qualities.
Yeah. I've only seen them.
Why wouldn't Muslims love Octavarius? Isn't Islam like totally cool with like people drinking?
What?
Oh wait, no, they're totally they're totally the opposite. They don't
exactly.
like
alcohol. And they hate fun.
So I guess
okay.
this podcast won't
Whoa.
Be about them. So Chris, what's your favorite booze now? What's your drink?
My drink is I love beers. I love a good wheat beer. I like a lot of amber ales. If I'm not going beer, I like whiskey. I'll do a whiskey drink or a bourbon. If I go out and I'm in the mood for not beer, I'll usually order a Maker's Mark and soda.
Why is whiskey and beer a Chicago thing?
Not just beer, just mainly whiskey.
Really?
Jameson specifically is a big, and I'm sure LP.
Is all
a lot of Irish people here?
If at the bar I usually get, well, because my bar is almost a weird mix of a biker hipster bar.
It's not just your bar that's like big on whiskey, though.
We're definitely a whiskey bar, but it's. We get more Powers than Jameson, because I think...
It's still whiskey.
Yeah, it's still Irish whiskey, but I like Powers, too. But I think the main thing is, I think people don't like Jameson, because people in Wrigleyville do Jameson.
Well, and I think it's Jameson specifically, because there was a big Irish population.
Yeah, in Chicago.
Yeah. So, I mean, why not go...
Are there the people
popular,
that they, like, prohibit...
Drink?
Like,
go ahead.
They prohibit drinking,
what?
And they're totally not...
Oh, they're the opposite of that.
Suck it, Muslims! And guess what, Canadians? You're fucking next.
Well, we were getting to that.
We were talking about, last podcast, we were pissing off, every state? Now we're pissing off races.
Just going down the old bucket.
We're getting the hate mail.
Everybody, please don't stop listening to us.
Oh, yeah, if you want to send in a hate mail, we'll answer that.
Have you guys ever tried whiskey ginger ale? It's like
of course.
Yeah. Yes, and rum ginger ale is really good, too. You wouldn't think
I don't believe that for a goddamn second.
I swear to God, I had it like a month ago, and I was blown away.
Rum and ginger ale?
Yes.
White rum or spice?
I don't know if I would like that.
Not spice. Well, no. I don't remember. It was just
Bacardi. Did it taste like there were spices in it?
It was Bacardi.
Well, there are two different types of Bacardi.
I don't know which one.
Was
it?
But she remembers it was good, apparently.
It was good, though.
All right, who was telling me like a couple weeks ago about drinking Miller Lite with a shot of wild honey?
Oh, who was that? Yeah. We had that. It wasn't a shot of wild honey. It was just like a
little bit of wild honey. Yeah, it's wild honey is the wild turkey.
That was a friend of a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
American honey. That's it.
Yeah, it makes it taste like a mixture of those two ingredients.
But it actually isn't that
bad. No, it's not bad. It's interesting. It's a different flavor. I don't know if I'd have it all the time because I don't like tasting
Miller
Lite
and
beer
Miller
at the same time.
Miller Lite and wild American honey, I guess.
Is it only Miller Lite? Is that?
You're legally prohibited to get any other beer.
Once you get Honey Brown, that's exactly what Honey Brown is.
I love Honey Brown.
I don't do Honey Brown anymore. Now it's a new one.
Oh, it's like, what do they call it now?
Dundee's
Honey Brown.
It's not as good.
Honey Brown's way better.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we can't always be winning.
What do you drink, Keith?
I guess there's a few answers to that. When I go to a bar, my quickest go-to is just gin and tonic because it's simple, it's refreshing.
Yeah, you do gin a lot, don't you?
Yeah, it's very simple. It's not too sweet.
Drink Hendrix, Keith?
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah,
it's a good gin.
Keith and I still have not had Hendrix, and we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks. I think we might have to pick ourselves up a bottle.
Absolutely.
What do you know about Plymouth?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Because I hear Plymouth is another good one, but Plymouth is not that available either.
Yeah, we don't have it.
You don't carry Plymouth?
No.
But you carry Hendrix?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I should come to Orbit Room and get a Hendrix.
Orbit Room.
California and Wellington. Chicago, Illinois.
Sorry, Keith.
Second best smoking patio.
No, it's cool. It's just like a commercial break.
An actual smoking room.
And then I guess I like to buy like sampler packs of beers that are a little weirder, just because it's nice to get four different kinds of beers. We get three of each, so you can easily share with your friends a little more, but everybody gets to try it. Or I pick up like sampler six packs, build your own six packs.
Would you view yourself as an adventurous drinker?
Yeah, and 'cause I'm the same way, like drinking and eating.
I'm a lot of different things.
Yeah, I'm really adventurous because I've just grown to think you should try everything before you have an opinion on it. And you should retry things every couple of years because your tastes change. And especially I like to drink or eat things the way people say they're supposed to be done. If a cook prepares a food a certain way, I try to get it that way the first time I do it because they put all those ingredients in it. They must think that's the best way to serve it, so that's how I'm going to eat it. So I do the same thing sort of with drinking. You know, if I'll trust LP to make me anything. In fact, last time I was at Orbit Room, I just said, surprise me, just make something good.
But he's not making the food, though.
He came back with an Allagash and gravy.
Oh, okay.
But he was. I knew that I knew LP was like, he was going to make me something good that I would like. And I don't know what any of them were, but they were all delicious, which is just one more plug for Orbit Room and
California and Wellington.
California and Wellington.
Well, it's... What's your favorite drink?
Yeah, girl.
Cola. I'm a very simple drinker.
You're a simple person.
Simple man.
When I go to a bar,
Simpleman.
I just usually get a beer. It's usually just either 312 or Blue Moon.
Is it my two favorite?
Yeah, what? I like them. I mean, one of those...
Those are wheat beers.
I love wheat beer. I'm a creature of habit. When it comes, when I find out, if at McDonald's, I will always get the number 5. I've been getting it for years. I never try anything else.
What is the number 5 for the record?
It's the chicken BLT.
It's a good.
Oh, that came out not too long ago.
Yeah, that's a fairly recent development. You started doing that in college, from what I remember.
That's right.
So it's about 8 years old.
So sandwich? so sometimes you do venture out of your habits and try something new.
I do. I'll usually try whatever's in the bar and whatever Brian Wool tells me to try because I trust him and his opinions.
Yeah, well, because like sometimes things that sound nasty there are combinations for alcohol that seem totally gross that end up working out somehow. Like Brian has bacon vodka. Tins has bacon
vodka.
There's
a thing called bacon vodka.
You know, yeah, you haven't been around the past couple of weeks. No. You didn't know that I bought bacon
vodka. I love bacon.
Tins has been so adventurous with alcohol over the past 2 years.
Dude, it's I love being adventurous with alcohol.
He went on a quest with a 30-pack.
He was a ranger. He had a cloak of healing.
I love living with Tins because I have a partner in my booze adventures. Because Tins has just as much curiosity, if not more curiosity, and sense of adventure about tastes and finding new things.
I think it's just that I'm more foolhardy than most.
You know, foolhardy.
Foolhardy's a
taste
great
for adventure. Same difference. No. So, depends on who's watching.
And it's great because the bacon vodka works fantastically in Bloody Marys. I haven't
with boys it ever. Because and the bacon vodka is a premium vodka, so it's a nice vodka, and it brings an extra like boost to your beautiful
flavor. Yeah, it is. That bacon vodka is a $30 joke.
But okay, does it make anything other than Bloody Marys? Have you found any other good uses for the bacon vodka?
Bacon
I don't know, Chris. You want to find out right now?
I imagine it would there be better, are it would probably better with like your not flavored mixers, but like a soda or a tonic.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but
I think it would.
Tins made it seem like he has some sort of idea cooking in his head.
There actually are some really great recipes online. I looked it up after Tins bought it.
Yeah,
there's bacon martinis, which would go really great with
green
olive or like stuffed olive.
There's
with, like maybe some garlic or blue cheese.
There's actually what is it? I think it's some sort of homage to Elvis. It's the bacon vodka, banana liqueur, and like hazelnut liqueur, like frangelica.
Is that off of the sandwich you would eat?
Yeah, so it's like disgusting. The bacon, peanut butter, and banana sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah,
and then you like you put that in a martini glass and just sop it up with bread and then eat it.
I garnish it with a syringe.
Yeah.
I assume
I'm
so.
Not
that
use
Wonder Bread. Yeah, no, there's no bread in the real recipe.
We have to clarify, there is no bread in the recipe.
Has anyone ever had a lunchbox?
No, what's that?
A lunchbox is another one
that's
that
shop,
sounds
right?
stupid.
Oh, I thought it was like
yeah.
an actual lunchbox.
It's a,
okay,
well,
I said yes.
There was these kids in my high school who would always sit around and talk and be like, man, we're going to go drink lunchboxes today. Lunchboxes are the best. And like I always thought they were jackasses. I never really tried one.
They probably were.
And they probably were. They actually certainly are. They don't listen to the podcast.
Even if the way
did,
we describe it, no one.
Even if they did, they would probably describe themselves as jackasses.
They're gonna punch you through the internet.
I don't know. Technology just keeps improving, you know. But the lunchbox is I've heard it done two ways. You can either do it with crap beer. They say crappy cheap beer. But whenever I've got it into the bar, they use Harp, the lager that Guinness makes.
Yeah.
So it's Harp. Or any sort of beer, amaretto, uh-huh. and orange juice.
Yeah, it's usually done with PBR at Orbit Room.
Yeah. it's surprisingly not... I mean, it's just... It's like sweet and carbonated, and it's just a weird combination of things. But it's good, and it's not super strong either.
I don't mean to cut you off there, Chris, but our producer, Megan, just handed me some information regarding more bacon vodka recipes. You ready for this?
Get right out of town.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Here is the bacon l'orange. It's bacon vodka, frangelico, vanilla liqueur, Grand Marnier, and a dash of orange bitters served straight up in a martini glass.
Yum.
The...
Go on!
Wait, I want to hear that again.
The...
The Hawaiian luau. Here we go.
Oh, no.
I'm going to read you the proportions in this one so you get a full feel for it. 1.5 ounces bacon vodka. 3 ounces pineapple juice.
Yum.
A splash, 1/2 ounce, butterscotch schnapps.
Okay.
Ooh. Tins, you know that recipe sounds a lot like the kebabs that I make with spam and pineapple and barbecue sauce.
You know what makes those kebabs different from this drink? Ain't fucking vodka in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you know what? We haven't tried it, so maybe we could try on a smaller scale.
That's true.
Using teaspoons or something. Make
Scottish bacon. One part bacon vodka, one part scotch.
I think the bacon vodka would be delicious in a vodka cream sauce.
You know, yeah. Oh, it would be. But
did somebody
be,
that's food, obviously,
but it would be like so the most expensive sauce ever.
Did yeah. somebody say cream? The bacon flip. 1 whole egg. 1.5 ounces bacon vodka. 1 ounce Irish cream. 1/2 ounce maple syrup.
Oh, good morning, vodka.
Wait, so
made that. Yeah,
that's be best friend.
That. Yeah.
So this is just a bunch of like bacon vodka. Just throw a bunch of breakfast shit into it.
Yeah.
It's like the English muffin. One spoon. A spoonful of jelly, one shot of vodka, and then take a fucking Egg McMuffin to a cheese grater and grate it on in. Stir with a sausage link and enjoy.
All right, so does anyone have any crazy college
yes,
drinking stories?
Yes, I just asked people.
Probably not.
I got
probably
every
not.
Every night
like,
I did.
Well, do tell us. Tall tales.
Makula has a story. I can see.
I actually recently defended my honor of how we used to play a game in college called Scepter. Where, which I think Tins
Wizards rule, right? Something like that.
Yeah, I did not.
Had their own variation.
I didn't think of it. But yeah, my buddies from U of
That's
I brought
right.
it over, and we just totally took it as our own.
That's right.
That was I would argue our unofficial drinking game in college.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, a few.
And what Scepter is you just take a can of beer, you drink it. When you finish that can, you take another can, duct tape that to the previous can, and you keep on drinking until you have a scepter of cans. Well, I was at work going through my Facebook photos because I was bored, and this really attractive coworker walks by and she's like, "What? What is that?" I'm like, "Oh, it's Scepter." She's like, "What is that? Is that some nerd stupid thing?" I'm like, "No, it's how we used to drink in college." And then she proceeded just to make fun of our drinking games in college, being like,
no.
"Oh, were you trying to rescue the fair maid? Oh no, were the wizards?
You good.
Yeah." But I defended the.
How do you
center.
Get ripped on by all these people?
Well, wait, like, you did have a panda gargle blast.
How does this keep happening? You're like you wear clothes that fit now. You're
finally,
you look so handsome now. How
it's
do
not,
they how do they
true.
Keep ripping on you? How does this happen?
Maybe it's a form
He's
of flirtation. Maybe they're teasing him, well, like to flirt.
Yeah, they.
Like,
that's what
like
I think.
They're pulling his pigtails.
As a girl, girls tease to flirt.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
No, they're
I
not
think
really.
They all like you, Mikhail.
Brian,
I like to think
as
that
as a girl,
too.
I know.
I don't know. It's just.
I'm sorry. Do you have a vagina? No.
I was impersonating Brian, you bitch.
Shut up, Stella.
I will end you.
Not likely.
Not likely. Is that an on-air challenge, Cormac?
Oh God, I hope so. Oh, what a treat this has become.
So, can you imagine if in our Tiger Beat apocalyptic universe, Castelvi takes everyone on, including myself, and the last one is Lauren.
God, it'd be like Mighty Max.
The best part about it
is... It's a Mighty Max reference, bitch.
For the story to, like, actually be a great story, Lauren's gonna beat him.
It'd be
like Mighty Max, and Mighty Max is just continuously...
I know,
and I submit it's a Mighty Max.
It'd be like in The Stand, where you've got your home base in Boulder, Colorado, Castelvi, assembling your army of human hunters. Meanwhile, all the good people from the East Coast gradually assemble towards Clorman. And then you will all meet in a glorious stand.
Wait. Wherein, I haven't seen The Stand, so all these references are lost.
Isn't The Stand somehow related to...
I thought it was a vampire movie.
The Dark Tower? It's like the Dark Tower part of the Dark Tower series, kind of.
Right? Is that the airplane one?
I mean, kind of, sort of.
King movie
I would say
novel.
The Dark Tower took a lot of storyline from
Well, I know
the,
there's like
the
a
stand,
bunch of
yeah.
King books that actually mix in. This is, I'm not going
to say. Oh, and to interject.
No,
I lost the audience.
In case anyone at home is confused, Clormen and Lauren are the same person.
She's also
that's Tin's stupid nickname.
Glormen.
Oh, I've been doing that for months. I hope they get it.
Well, wow.
You better watch
so,
it.
So, wait, this all
is
started.
Is your question, Tin's? Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, it all started because Makula's honor was insulted, and he never explained to us whether
like
or not he preserved
so,
it.
Yeah.
Did you actually successfully defend us, or did you just make us look more dumb?
Well, I tried.
Oh,
hear me out.
Come on.
I was my point I made was, look, drinking is fun. And if we're having fun doing it, what's wrong with that? And then I asked her, how does she drink? And she said, well, I,
alone.
Don't provoke the beast. That's how you lose.
Well, no.
That's
no.
why, because you got
no,
defensive.
Why is she so fun?
Well, that's what I asked her.
Been like, whatever.
What do you do with
I'm cooler than you.
With your fancy salary. What do you do? And she's like, well, and then she kind of stuttered. And I was like, well, how do you drink? What do you do for fun? I mean, sure, sitting there is just fun and drinking, but do you sing a song with your friends? Do you go to a concert?
No, man.
And she was like, no, I just usually sit at a bar. I wish. She sits at a bar and waits for guys to buy her drinks. So I was like, well, does that always work?
Women are the devil.
Because now I have her. I'm like, does that always work? And she's like, well, occasionally. I'm like, what's the longest you've ever waited? And she's like, I waited 2 hours.
Wow.
So she
in a bar.
What fucking cheap bitch.
She just sits.
Buy a beer, dude.
She'll sit there for 2 hours at like a bar in Wrigleyville.
Oh, my God.
And
are
like,
you kidding?
And just waits for a guy to buy her a drink.
Can
I
can
give me his whole tab one?
Can I get
what?
You anything
what?
Now,
he
man?
He didn't pay for his tab.
No,
that's the way
said,
you sounded.
No, I didn't pay for his tab. He like gave me his like let me just put any drinks on his
tab.
Oh,
I see.
And I know him,
you said that very
him.
Confusingly.
You said like,
you didn't
do
him. Why didn't you
no,
do him?
No, I didn't even do it. I was like,
why not?
Appalled
why?
By
why?
I don't. Because then I felt like I would have to do him.
Why? What's
the rule?
That
is the rule.
What's wrong with that? Was he not good looking? Did he not seem nice?
Did he
he's already generous.
I was
still
a senior in college. I was new to Chicago. I was kind of scared.
Yeah. And in Lauren's defense, I would rather... It's a nicer thing for a girl to do is to not let this guy waste all his money on her if she's not going to do that.
Yeah.
No, because guys have bought me like a drink, but it's not like I'm going to go home with you.
But that's what they're trying to do.
They want to buy you a drink to get to be able to talk to you to
yeah,
buy you more drinks
they
and
just
spend
to,
time.
Yeah, they just want 5 minutes. They're like, here, can you hang out with me for one drink?
I'll hang out and chat.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm not going to like... make out with you.
And go make out with your drunk ass.
But see, what if you really like him and you find out, oh, I really like this guy, I want to continue talking
cute,
to him.
But like, I went to bar.
You're right. I meant
now,
to say, if what if he's super cute, not if you have an attraction or emotional connection
well,
with him. I want to know if he's super cute.
No, okay, well, I was thinking back to a time, senior year, when I went out with my friend Michelle. And there are these, like, 40-year-old dudes that got us drinks.
And of course you didn't want to do them, but you, if you, like...
What if they were really cute?
And I'm glad that you
didn't
like, hang out more to get more drinks and not have sex with them.
Wait, say it again?
I'm glad you didn't hang out with them thinking they should buy you more drinks because you had no intention
to have
sex
with
them.
Oh, yeah, like, that'd be mean to be like, buy me 7 drinks, peace out.
But that's how some... This is how Nick's boss is.
This is how some bitches
yeah,
is.
This is how Nick's boss
they,
is.
I will
it's
admit,
an ego thing,
cool.
not a fun thing.
I will admit that I do that.
I know.
You do what? You buy drinks.
That's right.
This is LP's greatest secret.
What I used to do, and I did it last night. But I
did it last night.
And you were killing it last night.
You did it last night?
Yeah.
What'd you do, LP?
What did you do for the people who don't know this yet?
Yeah, I don't know.
I used to go to gay bars and have just guys buy me drinks.
You fucking dick. Yo, these guys.
So it's not like I wouldn't. It's not like I wouldn't buy my own drink. I'd buy my own drink.
You didn't know this? Are you living up this long?
I would. I, you know, you make the eyes, you smile, and then
that's it. You're mean.
Wait, can you show me the eyes?
Yeah, but the people
at home
won't get it.
Everyone hear this.
everyone hear my look. That's my luck. This is my luck. And my the very like one of the
you
last
did
times
that rehearsal last night. That's yeah. what I saw.
I did it last time I did it before last night was after a Justice concert.
Justice.
I went to Club Circuit in Chicago.
Club Circuit initiate.
And then
oh my god.
I was there with my roommate and two girls, and the two girls pretended to be a couple, and my last roommate left because he didn't know we were going to a gay bar, and he's homophobic.
Steven.
And then I used that. I was like, my boyfriend just left. He just left me here at this bar. I don't know where I am. And this really handsome man walked up and was so nice, bought me gin and tonics all night. And then we were dancing. And then he like grabbed my hand and tried to pull me to the bathroom. Like he's like, "Do you know where the bathroom is?"
Oh no!
And I was like, "Yeah, I know. I don't need to go right now." And he's like, "Come on!" So he's pulling me.
Let's go and pee together.
And so
you let me buy you 7 gin and tonics.
You're gonna pee next to me.
And so eventually, I was like, "Just go. I'll follow you. I'll go. It's fine." And so he let go of my hand and he started walking, and I just. Just disappeared into the big crowd. Went to the two girls. We need to leave now.
Oh no!
And eventually, I think I saw him again. Oh. But I was not doing any act, so he was very upset.
He was very disappointed.
Wow.
All
right,
here's my favorite thing on earth is buying a drink for an ugly girl.
Why?
What? Let me explain. Let me explain.
So
let me explain.
Wrong with that sentence.
Let me explain.
So many things.
Let me explain.
How many times have you done this?
Okay, every year.
No, wait.
Every year,
huh? I will explain it all if you just let me say.
Okay.
So, every year, I do the beer tents at Irish Fest and in Bourbonnais, the Friendship Fest. And you can't just give away beer all willy-nilly, but every once in a while, you can. Just throw someone, you know, if someone keeps coming through or, you know, whatever, you use your discretion. And every year, I will get these smoking hot girls. They'll come through, and they just expect a free drink because they're used to guys buy them drinks all the time. These are girls that never have to buy a drink in their life. So I'll tell them, no, that'll be $4. And then they sit there, and they try to flirt with me and make googly eyes at me. So I'll give them a free drink, and I won't. I make them pay for it. And then they come back around the next time through on the arm of some sucker, some guy who's going to buy the drinks for them because have to pay. They cannot pay for their own drink. So then I'll wait for a girl who you can tell she's there with her she's either there alone or with her awkward friends. She's not that good looking. She's kind of, and she'll go to reach for her money, and I'll just give her a wink and say, "Hey, this one's on me," and I'll pass it through. And I can tell I've actually made someone's day. Because she's not used to that ever happening.
And does she sleep with you afterwards?
One person was nice to me. What a day.
I get what a day. Because the hot girl isn't going to sleep with me anyway.
Because she was the ugly designated driver. Killed the whole car, you asshole.
How bad is it going to get?
But like...
Car crash. Car crash on Interstate 55 kills 3 beautiful, 1 uggo.
If the girl isn't gonna sleep
cover
with you anyway,
cover her face with the guts that she spilled.
Okay, I have a question. Question for the dudes.
All right.
Would you ever just buy a drink for a lady just out of, you know, to have some pleasant conversation, or is it mostly just to get in her pants?
It's not
pants.
Tell you what, here's the deal, Lisa. I have a girlfriend, so no.
I would say I have a girlfriend,
I'd buy drinks for my girlfriend, but I'm talking about like just talking to a random lady.
Yeah, if you're
no, I wouldn't buy a random lady a drink if I'm out on the town. Now, if I was single, I would be up for a pleasant conversation, but I would be hoping to get some booty.
But ultimately,
a little bit. Don't you always hope a little bit? Like, oh, maybe this will be the magic time. You know?
I met my wife at a bar.
Yeah, like
sometimes, hey man, maybe. Sometimes, yeah. And sometimes, Cloud.
Like, I always have the hope that I'm gonna meet the most amazing person every time I meet a new person. Like, I always hope I meet the most amazing person in the world.
What do you say, Keith?
And sometimes, you know, you go to a bar because you know tonight's the night, and you're going to find that person you love and want to be with forever and want to hold on to and look into their eyes and just say,
bullcrap.
I love you. I love you, and I want to be with you forever. Excuse me. I gotta go. Oh, this is not working.
It's not working.
Wait, Keith, where are you going?
Man,
I don't understand.
We're having so much fun dancing.
Yeah, we had a good time.
What?
I just gotta go.
Flarp putty to the rescue.
I'm like, it's getting all serious. Fart noises. Fart noises are coming.
They weren't as good. You should have just done the old fashioned.
That's what I was gonna do.
I was handed this gift, this tool.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right to use the sound prop, but...
Yeah, but when you need the tools, then, you know, you forget to do it the old-fashioned.
To get back on track, I disagree. I know it's going to be against guy code, but, I mean, we totally are getting you those drinks so we can fuck you.
Yeah.
And get you drunk enough yeah. so that we can sleep with you. Anyone who's saying different is lying. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Why else would you do it? In the end, it's all it's about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about buying drinks.
For your girlfriend or for a stranger?
That's
a
stranger.
I know. I know that, but I don't know what he's talking
about. Yeah, none of us do, Castelli.
Yeah, what?
Oh, sorry.
What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
are you some kind of pervert?
Yes, are you some kind of pervert? Are you a turtle?
God, isn't fuck what Castelvi's yeah. saying weird, guys? I don't agree with him.
He's like, what are you
saying?
So
Makula, tell us about your 21st birthday.
Who?
Makula.
Beautiful segue, not out of left field at all. Lauren Imony with the switch.
Wait, what the fuck did you just say?
21st birthday.
21st birthday, Makula's 21st birthday.
What about it?
What about it, Lauren?
You just smacked my brain. What the?
Well, because we were talking about funny drinks. Story.
Yeah, like 15 minutes ago.
Lauren, do you just travel through time?
It is your Stargate, Clawman.
Lauren just says, you know, I'm going to skip 20 minutes ahead. No one will notice that I've replaced myself and was not present for the last 20 minutes.
Well, I figured...
Knowing Lauren, it's got to be that Harry Potter reference necklace.
Yeah. What? Oh, the time turner!
Yes, the time turner.
It turns time around.
Ding, 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 ding.
Or makes it go more forward.
I don't really remember.
Nick...
I guess we're talking about your 21st.
So,
which I believe we've referenced before.
Yeah,
in podcast,
that's why I wanted.
Because it's so famous of how drunk you were.
I probably should have died that night.
Yeah.
The night
you're not the, you know.
Not the first person to turn 21. Yeah.
I thought you were the first.
I was the first one to turn. Why is there a beer in my head?
It's not a beer, it's
We went to a Alexander Steakhouse place. So that I can eat as much food.
I think
food.
It was called Alexander Steak.
No. Alexander Steakhouse place.
Yeah, it was like...
Is it your 21st... It's my story. So we went there. I went there just so I could eat as much food, so I could drink as much, and hopefully slow down my drunkenness is my plan, so I could drink as much beer.
Just tell me, must you?
I mustn't.
Bring back memories.
Oh God!
Yeah, and so then we couldn't go to the night of my 21st, so we couldn't go to a bar until midnight. So we were just drinking in my apartment, and I believe before we left, we had a super soaker in our apartment that someone filled with like High Life that I started getting sprayed with. Remember
that?
It was awesome. And then
weren't you there?
No, I was doing Ted. Then.
That's
I was
right.
I was hosting a comedy show.
I thought then, you were there to witness his drunken debauchery.
No, this
was
like 11:40.
I was there to witness the later part.
Oh,
yeah,
I was, the show was going on. Well, right? Nick was getting sprayed by beer. I was starting the show.
And then we went over to
sprayed with beer.
Foul Shots. That was what the bar was called.
Oh, which is no longer there.
It's no longer there?
It's just at Illinois
State. Yeah, I don't think I'm allowed to. I don't think I'd be allowed
in Bloomington. I took Castelvi to Foul Shots.
Yeah, we both. Yeah.
I'm told that I went there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went there.
Why'd you go there instead of Maggie's?
Because they figured that I would throw up and they just wanted.
Maggie's is an Irish pub.
They didn't want him to throw up.
It's a classier
enough.
Place. You're taking someone like
Foul
me.
Foul Shots.
I mean, you have to be a real asshole to like puke in a sink at Maggie's.
Dude, I puke in a sink at Maggie's.
Wait, you have too? I wasn't even referring to you. You puked in the sink at Maggie's?
I believe so, yes. That and the toilet.
Oh, Chlorman.
Well, the toilet is more appropriate.
All right, well, how about we can continue?
So we went there, and then I was just getting all these drinks, and then everyone was buying me just shots. And at that time in college, I was just kind of strictly a beer drinker. I didn't really do shots. Didn't really mix between hard alcohol and beer. So I was doing all this at once, and next thing I know, I was incredibly gone. And I believe, from what I've told, and this is where I stopped remembering things, I jumped on a table and was yelling, "I'm Bainte Uno, bitches." And they're
was
trying.
Bainte? Did you say Bainte?
He said Bainte.
Well, in to be fair, in Spanish, the V's are pronounced more harshly.
But he clearly said Bainte.
Bainte. Like,
because.
Yes,
he drunk. Don't think
he
so.
Said it a lot, I promise you.
Castelvi.
Bainte Uno.
This is borderline steak dinner, I'm sure of this.
No, because I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to bet a steak dinner on something I'm not 100% sure of.
So I rest my case.
The steak dinner, everyone, was delicious.
I darted across out of the bar because I didn't want to throw up inside the bar. And then I guess not many people realized I left. And they just saw me running across Veterans Parkway, whatever that main street was.
Which was not Veterans Parkway.
It wasn't.
It didn't matter. No one knows.
And I just threw traffic, and they're screaming, like, "Nick, stop running." And I stopped, apparently, in the middle of the street. And like, "Nick, come back." And I came back. And then we went to... And that's when I think Theater of Ted got out, because Brian,
yeah,
because
you went to my place.
That's right.
Here's the thing. I had already been home... And I looked out my window and saw your ass in the middle of the street. I was like, "What the fuck is he doing?"
Just screaming.
And you were yelling, "21 bitches! I am 21! I want to fuck all you bitches!"
I did say that.
Bitches, come fuck me!
Yeah.
And I could hear this from like 150 yards away.
I don't mean to interrupt you, B-Wo, but our producer, Megan...
Megan Miller?
Megan Miller has just handed me a delightful piece of information. Let's see. This is from... StudySpanish.com. The entry,
I can see it, dude.
The
You're
entry is
right.
Consonant sounds B/V. The Spanish B, be larga, and V, be corta, are pronounced exactly alike. These letters have two separate sounds, hard and soft. At the beginning of a word and after M or N, the hard Spanish B/V. Closer to blah blah. I'm right.
I know. I already agreed that I didn't know. You win, dude.
So, yeah.
So
at least I'm man enough to know when I'm wrong.
From 150 yards away, I could hear Nick coming. And I could see people running after him saying, "No! No!" And they're all waving their arms. And it's, you know, and it was, you know, Shogun was there. God, who else was fucking there? A bunch of
friend
the
of
guys
the
were there. And they were just running after Nick. And he made it across.
And I made it into your apartment, to which I went to the bathroom to throw up. And then apparently I just went crazy. And I remember you putting a helmet on me.
Helmet. You were flailing so much.
I think I just
And also
your
I thought
curtain.
It was kind of funny.
Oh.
So I put elbow pads, knee pads, and a helmet on you. So that while Nick was so drunk, because he was flailing so much and just yelling and flailing. He was just yelling how much he wanted to fuck the different girls that we went to school with. And flailing, and he hit himself on the head once, so I put a helmet on him. It was really funny. I wish we took a picture.
Oh, yeah. Everybody chill out and cool down, because it's time for B-Wo Does Something for the Ladies.
So... You know, Nick was so darn drunk, and he was so excited to be in college and young, and all he could do was just call out the names of every girl that we went to school with, including my roommates, and just talking about how he wanted to do them so badly. I'll have you know, a couple of years later, Nick did okay with some of those ladies. I don't know how or why, but it happened.
Oh,
so,
yes.
That one's for you, ladies.
This has been B-Wo Does Something for the Ladies. Tune in next week, girl.
So what else were you aware of after that? Did you know that we carried you home?
Nope. That's it.
Brian, you act like you've never been carried home before in a drunken stupor.
If I have, I don't remember it.
Sure.
Of course you don't. Neither did Nick.
No one really does when you're in that situation. Yeah. When alcohol just totally kicks your ass.
I've lost a tooth at a wedding before. Yeah.
I said that DP Doe is where the devil lived.
Oh, yeah.
I refuse to go in. It's
Why?
A calzone restaurant.
You're a special kind of drunk when you get drunk.
I just used to be a monster.
Dragons and wizardry.
And Gail O'Brien's magical.
You're like when you're drunk. I equate it to when McCool is normal, but you mean it. It's just gibberish and madness and ugmunk.
Especially, yeah. Well, that was really more of like freshman, sophomore, and junior year.
Well, those are my favorite.
I was weird.
Like that. His freshman year, he would literally be the monster. He would hide in closets and spring out to spook people.
I used to say I invented spooky.
Yeah, Lauren spilled on everybody. It was so great. You always knew it was a party because Lauren and her friend Amanda. Yeah, I know Amanda's name. I was reluctant to mention it though.
Amanda Graham.
We're gonna have to bleep that.
I'm not deleting it.
So Lauren and her friend Amanda would always come to these parties and
spill their beer.
Immediately they'd walk in and be like, "Hey!" And then they'd just chop their hands into the air and hit the beer cup out of your hand, and it would just fly everywhere. And they would like snap kick to the left and a side kick to the right, and then they'd flare their other arm and then go and hug somebody but shake them just so that they bump five people around.
It was all
them.
Out of love, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was all super positive, but no one ended up dry. It was just...
That's the main point.
And every goddamn time. And you could just... It was like clockwork. It was like clockwork.
But
I wish it wasn't a joke, but they actually spilled on everyone. It made a mess.
Ruined.
Nick's pants got bleached by the fucking vodka they spilled all over him.
But we're all friends, and that's fine because friends get, especially in college, you just accept the horrible things that happen to people when they're way, way too drunk.
I don't have to like it, though.
Well, yeah, but we can deal with it. It's not like when you get stupid drunk around people you don't really know. And then it turns into a nightmare. Yeah.
I would say that if you're really drunk, you can end a friendship.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't say just because they're your friend and they're drunk that it's not going to be. I assume that there's going to be more leeway with
very
that friend.
Very few of us are angry drunks, though.
That's a
no,
good thing.
But you can be embarrassing.
You don't equate with a angry
all right, here's my little story that happened to me my senior year. I went to a party with a bunch of my coworkers that I didn't really know at the time. You know, we worked together, but they're like, "Hey, this girl's having her 21st birthday. You should come over and we'll have a lot of fun." So I'm like, all right. So we went. It was dress up as like your favorite band. So I went. I was a member of the Hives. And I went there and it was my restaurant. My name's Chris. Everyone calls me Mitch at the restaurant. So everyone's sitting there and they're, you know, we're playing beer pong and drinking. And then I just woke up. I woke up the next day and had no idea how I got there. And it scared the hell out of me. I went through my phone.
So really your feeling was that, like, it just snapped to the next time?
There was just a block of a couple hours that I was just missing out on.
See, I don't remember certain hours if I get that bad, but
hatches.
Did you ever get a
recount of what happened?
Well,
Tim's is Chris rocking again with the microphone in his hand.
See, that's the thing. I tried to piece it together on my own. I looked through my phone. I clearly dialed a taxi to get home. I called a bunch of numbers. I dialed my address at one point.
I was worried for a second you had just traveled through time and never put two and two together.
Well, all I could rely on...
I want to know something about that.
All I could rely on was the people that were there with me to tell me what I did.
I won't reveal my secrets.
So I was terrified.
Time-turner.
I go to work later on that day, and someone came up to me and was like, Mitch... Last night was pretty crazy.
You damn fool.
I told her, I'm like, you know, Katie, I don't really remember what happened in, like, the last hour of that party. Did I do anything embarrassing? And she looks at me and said, Mitch, you were awesome last night. You were the life of the party, man. It was so much fun. I said, really? And she said, yeah. At that time, another guy walks up to me and just goes, hey, Mitch, you remember that freestyle rap battle we had last night? Classic.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely classic. And I told him, no, I don't remember that. I was out for, like, the last hour of the party. And he goes, oh, you had to be out for at least 2-3 hours because that rap battle happened about an hour and a half before I said, God, Mitch is fucked up. We need to get him home now. So I'm going around, and I had no recollection. Apparently, I just did all these awesome things. There was these two sisters that were sitting at the bar. They came out there with their family. And I walk up, and they go, Mitch, we have to take you out drinking with us every night. You never told me you were such a stud. I go, huh? They go, yeah.
I just imagine you saying, I'm a stud.
Those girls were all over you. That girl in the red, she could not get her hands off you. I said, well, that's news to me. I don't remember a damn thing. And it was kind of the best impression I ever made that I can't remember for the life of me. Unless it's all a big conspiracy and, like, I got into a fight and puked into a dryer and, like, cried. And they're just like, you want to just tell Mitch he was fun and not horrible embarrassment?
Or, seems more likely. Or if you had actually timed traveled, so to them, at some point during the night, you just blinked out of existence. And the only way to keep themselves from being permanently traumatized was to fabricate a backstory for what had happened in those hours between you disappearing and you coming back into our plane of existence.
Right. So, they made up a story?
So there's two options.
That means at the end of their party, like when you disappear, they're like, all right, what are we going to tell people? So the rest of the party was just spent discussing the plan.
Isn't that what we do with Lauren?
Yeah.
I mean, guys, Lauren has altered the fabric of time.
Yeah.
Let's make up a story so she doesn't feel stupid.
Chris, so now you know if you need to make a good impression, just get really fucked up.
You know what?
Just get fucked up in travel time.
You know what that story reminds me of? Does anyone remember, used to watch Mad TV back when it was good? And there was a sketch with Artie Lang and then the guy, that David Harmon.
Oh, yeah.
And he was president. He became president. And he woke up from a hangover.
Yeah, that was a great sketch.
He's like, what happened last night? Be president. And then he just lists off all the drunken things he did. It's kind of like that.
And he said, like, and he decided, he found out that he was only able to do all these things while drunk. And so he decided that, if I'm going to be a good president, I guess I'm just going to have to be a drunk. I'll never be able to enjoy it. I won't remember it.
And that
he totally did.
And this has been Octavarius's You Could Just Look It Up on YouTube moment.
Well, see it my way or see get that it producer Castelli's way. That's
why isn't that producer working? Find that out.
What are we going to do? Play it while we are doing the podcast?
Just make it look like I'm right.
Cloud, what's the drunkest you've been?
Oh,
I can't, because I don't know you as well as these guys. I can't imagine you getting... I've heard the impressions. of Castelvi doing.
Oh no!
I drank a bunch, especially looking back on like freshman year of college with you guys. I was like, man, I drank like Thursday through Saturday at least.
Bad.
Heavily. The drunkest I've ever been, it was either my 21st birthday or New Year's, which most of you guys were around for like both of those.
Oh, you were wasted for New Year's?
Which New Year's?
This past New Year's.
Oh, the one, okay.
Not like the whole time, but there's definitely like a period of 10 minutes in here.
You did fall down a few times.
I got like a gash on my hand and you still kind of see.
I was concerned.
And then like, I just don't remember like the cab, Megan Miller was with me.
Yeah, you also bought
a t-shirt.
You bought a $30 Girl Talk shirt with very little recollection.
There's
is
like
my
a
understanding.
15-minute period of getting to the concert, Girl Talk concert, that I don't recall. I had a few days for my 21st birthday where it was just madness. It was awesome madness, but I was classy about it. That was like one of the only times I've Mr. Brian Wool's with me.
Oh, vom is cloud for vomit.
Yeah. Like, we're in the bathroom, and I was ready to just, you know, like, oh, man, I'm gonna vom so much. But I just, like, got it over with, and then, let's go dance. And
that was exactly how it happened. The only thing that she did leave out was that before she vomited, she did say, hey, stupid.
Yeah. Yes. Ah!
Good party.
Oh, I will
Which
add...
Which is that stupid poster we have up.
That's the thing we do.
We have a rule that if you vomit around us, you have to say, hey, stupid. And then vomit, and then say good party.
Really, everybody's encouraged to do so when they're not around us. I would argue once you know of that rule, you are totally encouraged to do so. It's
by listening to this podcast.
It makes everything way better, because vomiting is just such a terrible, horrible act.
This is so great, because now when I type up the podcast for this, the post for this on Monday, I get to include that as the main image.
Yay!
Now everyone will know what Hey Stupid is.
Yeah,
it's like we're passing the torch.
Oh, it's...
Guys, can we all drink together this weekend and get really
We're drinking
stupid
together now.
Wrong? We're doing it now, Lauren!
And get really stupid.
This is some hilarity.
The pharaohs have returned.
Lauren,
podcast I want.
I actually can't. go drinking with you. I've been making just a bunch of stupid purchases lately while drunk, and I'm over my head in debt.
Chris?
Did
you say that you're in like $10,000 or more of credit card debt?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow. Oh my god!
If only there was some way. Someone I could turn to.
And then you could drink with me this weekend?
You wouldn't believe it. I fucking know a guy.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. Legal Helper's Debt Resolution.
Huh? Legal Helper's Debt Resolution?
Yeah.
They
What's
can help
the number?
Me?
Yeah, Legal Helper's Debt Resolution will help manage and possibly negotiate down your...
Definitely
your,
negotiate.
And
definitely knew that.
Okay, well,
they will negotiate it down, and they will make your debt more manageable if you have $10,000 or more of credit card debt. What's the number, Castelvi?
That's ace.
Boop, 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 boop.
Okay.
Sing it.
I'm not singing it.
You gotta sing it.
Well,
what
how
do now.
What's the song?
It's Hard
Is it always Hard and Soul?
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Is this really that?
9632354 Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. www.legalhelpersdr.com.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot, guys.
You guys, that last ad was just popping.
Yeah, much like the wonderful snack. Pop chips, a new baked, not baked, not fried, but popped, rather sort of like corn, but they're potato. They'll pop in your head and you'll pop into bed.
Keith, now, I like variety in my life. Is there only one type of pop chip?
Oh, heavens no. Pop chips comes in a variety of good flavors.
Oh, that's excellent.
None of which I can remember right now.
Barbecue, sour cream, cream and onion, salt and vinegar, original, and
salt and pepper.
And yum. Bacon.
Damn, Lauren.
Do they have bacon?
Cheddar and bacon.
They should.
Cheddar bacon. I think so, yeah.
Cheddar bacon.
Yeah. Pop chips. Better than Pringles.
All right. I don't know about you all, but that pop chip ad just made me pretty thirsty. So what say we all just go out and drink?
How about I'm gonna add some bacon vodka to my horchata.
Is your horchata empty?
Oh, that's right. Hang on, I might be on my last sip of it.
Of your horchata.
All right. I'm all out of horchata.
No. We should get some more horchata.
Which means that's the end of the podcast.
Yeah, we do need to inform the audience of one more thing we do when we drink, and it's a toast that we say.
Yeah, why don't we end on this
toast?
Wait,
let's just say, thanks for coming to all our shows.
Thanks for coming to the show.
Sunday shows. We still have Sundays in July at 7 o'clock.
And I want to thank each and every one of you listeners for making us the runner-up, second-best improv group in the city.
Second
is the best
in Chicago Reader.
Yep. From the Chicago Reader, yes.
So that being said, why don't we celebrate B-Well?
All right, everybody. Zebra stripes
down the pipes!
Bye, everybody.
Octavia.